Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Frank Ford's here. Frank's a new friend. He's a founding member and owner of Texas Institution 4-Day Weekend. He's a professional actor and comedian and writer and all the other things that goes along with that world. But he lives in Texas, so he's not uncool like the California, like the Hollywood people are. He's the co-author of a new book called Happy Accidents, which is about attitude, I think, more than anything. And he's our new friend, Frank Ford. Welcome to the show.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Jim. I appreciate you having me on, and you fulfilled a lifelong dream. I had Van Halen Jump as my lead-in music, so thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, my pleasure. Yeah, it doesn't get any better than that song. So, okay.
No, it doesn't.
Unless it's with Elvis or something like that. So, all right, Frank,
right.
Let's talk about happy accidents. What do you mean by that?
Okay. Well, happy accidents is a term that we use internally at 4-Day Weekend, it's within my comedy group, as a way of describing opportunities that have come our way. You know, we're improvisers. We're improv comedians, which means, you know, we make up things based on suggestions. We make up scenes and songs, kind of like Whose Line Is It Anyway? And so in our world, there are no right or wrong answers. There's only higher and lower percentage choices.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of those seemingly low percentage choices, we were able to yes end into these wonderful happy accidents. So happy accidents is a way that we look at what other people might term or deem a mistake or a wrong choice. That is not how we view that. We always view those as happy accidents. And,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of times we're able to yes end our way to really the out of the box, out of left field idea we would have never thought of had it not been for a happy accident. So that's how we view mistakes.
Out here on Main Street, as you well know, the best attitude when a big, hairy, audacious challenge pops up in front of you, the best attitude is to take it on and to believe that whether you find the right solution the first time or not, you're going to find something of value. Even if your step you take isn't the right one first, you're going to find something of value. And I love what Edison is supposed to have said. He said failure is successfully identifying what doesn't work.
Yes, right. And Louis Pasteur said chance favors the prepared mind. Right.
Right.
So,
exactly.
So
everything has value. If you invest time and money in a step that you take in business, and it doesn't lead you where you think you want to go, well, two things. Number one, maybe you thought you were heading, maybe what you thought you needed to do was wrong, and number two, there should be some value in whatever you did. What do you think?
That's right. Absolutely. You know, you're talking about, like, I'll give you an example of a Whopper challenge that we had back in 2008. You know, we have two theaters now. We have one in Fort Worth, and we're opening one here in Dallas. So we have two 4-Day Weekend comedy theaters. And, of course, we do live shows for the general public. But a big part of our business is also corporate entertainment or keynotes and workshops
mm-hmm.
we do based on our book, Happy Accidents. Well, in 2008, we were at a gig, and the headline of the paper read, while we were there, Lehman Brothers collapses. So the financial collapse of 2008 happened.
Right.
Well, we made a lot of money on corporate entertainment, and that revenue stream dried up because
went,
a lot of companies
It happened for a lot of
willing,
people.
Yes. So they weren't willing to spend money on corporate entertainment. Well, being an employee of corporate America myself back in the day before I left to do 4-Day Weekend full-time, I knew that they didn't always have money for corporate entertainment. However, businesses always had money for continuing education,
mm-hmm.
and that comes in the form of books or motivational speakers, what have you. So we, you know, they say necessity is the mother of invention. Well, in that situation, here we were, our big revenue streams dried up from corporate entertainment. We had to figure out a way to replace that very, very quickly because, hey, even though that money wasn't coming in, we still had a staff of people. We still had to pay all of our bills. And so we started to work on a keynote that was based on some of the training we do in our training center at 4-Day Weekend. And that keynote snowballed into the book you're talking about now. Now, that would have never happened had we not looked at that seemingly a mistake, and it was a horrible time for everybody. But we were able to yes-end our way into a happy accident.
There are so many things, there are so many people who, if they just think about it, there's all kinds of stories. One quick one for me. I was downsized twice in the 80s. In a period of 18 months.
Oh,
and at the end of the second one, I thought about doing my resume, and I thought, you know what? I don't need help screwing up my life. I can do that by myself. And so I founded my own company. And from there, I've gotten to this point. Well, about 3 years later. 3 years later, after having been downsized, 3 years after that, when it was obvious that my business probably was going to make it, my new business, I went back and thanked both of the people for downsizing me. Because had they not done that,
right,
I might still be a corporate guy. And I've never had more fun.
Yeah.
You got it. When the world kicks you in the butt, maybe there's a reason for it, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, when the world kicks you in the butt, there's always a lesson to be learned there. And you, without realizing it, were exhibiting sort of this yes-end attitude,
very
positive forward-thinking attitude. And look, you've got to have that because curveballs are going to be thrown your way, guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
So you just, you know, as they say, you got to make lemonade out of lemons sometimes. And that's what you did. And boy, to overcome being downsized twice in that short of a span,
It was jolting. I'll tell you, I had two teenagers and two mortgages. So, folks, one of the things they talk about in the book is the importance of letting go of control. As an avowed control enthusiast, that's hard for me. And so when we come back, I'm going to get Frank Ford to talk to us about how to do that. His book, co-authored of a book called Happy Accidents. And Frank Ford and I will be right back. Frank, you got a website quickly?
Yes, it's a 4dayweekend.com. F-O-U-R, spell it out, 4dayweekend.com.
Quick break, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.